Public health officials were ready for a potential crowd of those seeking vaccinations. A sheriff's deputy waited at the entrance.
We just thought, you know, we opened up the gates.
The first to arrive at the Dane County Alliance Center was an Asian woman and her child. Both wore protective face masks. Next was Michelle D'Onofrio and her daughter Simone, who has asthma.
She's in a high-risk group. I just want to make sure that she doesn't get the complications that seem to be possible.
Complications from contracting the flu, not from the vaccine. Although possible side effects from the shot or nasal spray was a concern of one Madison woman named Sue, who brought in her asthmatic son, Jordan.
You know, just hoping we're making the right choice and hoping he doesn't get H1N1.
The first H1N1 clinic was intended for pregnant women, infants, and children up to age 18 who had underlying health problems. However, only 300 inoculations were given during the first 3 hours of a day-long clinic. So health officials decided to lift the age restriction, allowing in anyone with underlying health issues. The makeshift clinic was separated into several curtained sections, including a waiting room so no one was stuck out in the cold. Carrie Bartlett from Madison Dane County Health shows an area with chairs and a video screen.
This holds up to 200 people, and then they're brought in separate groups. So this is just kind of a flow control area. We got videos playing for the kids to keep themselves entertained.
Come on, guys, we're all mammals.
Every effort was made to keep the public comfortable. However, there's no way to prevent the sting of a shot. Listen to the reaction of this 11-month-old boy.
Good job. Good job.
Occasional outbursts of indignation aside, things went smoothly. Public health worker Kevin Wernette says all stations had two people giving immunizations, and those getting vaccine were grouped according to what form of inoculation they needed.
We do have a nasal-only lane, the injectable-only lane for the adults, and then we have family lanes, and there's two immunizers at each station, so a family group. You know, as a family, they can go and all be immunized at the same station.
In yet another area, Wernette's co-worker, Bartlett, pointed out space for signing consent forms needed for inoculation.
If they printed them off online already and brought them in with them, they kind of get streamlined past this whole section. So we do encourage that. It's in multiple languages. We've got everything in Spanish, Hmong, and English, and then a variety of other languages as needed.
Madison Dane County Public Health has a total of 14,000 doses for two clinics. 1,100 people were vaccinated at the first clinic. Due to the abundant vaccine supply, the target groups have been expanded. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.